Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a happy new year to you, and welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tekakee, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at andersongriggs.com. And our thanks to highspeedweb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. And with us today, on his first anniversary in this in this position, is Billy Dunlap, the director of the York County Convention and Visitors Bureau. How does it feel to be here 1 year now?
Today is 1 year, January 2nd, celebrates 1 year. So
the cake with the candle's on its way.
That's on its way. Thank you.
So for those who have not had a chance to meet with the not quite legendary Billy Dunlap yet, tell them a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in Rock Hill. Spent the first 22 years of my life here. Moved away. Spent 25 years in the upstate. Had this opportunity to come back a little over a year ago, and just excited to be here. Excited to be in Rock Hill. Excited to be in York County. A lot of good things happening, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Can you believe what you found when you came back after a 25-year absence?
Well, when I left here, I grew up in Rock Hill. When I left here, Rock Hill had about 35,000 people. The mall was still on Cherry, and, you know, it was a small town. And you come back now, and there's close to 75,000 people in Rock Hill, and it's a whole different place than what it was when I left.
And a county that is, I think, knocking on the doors of about 260, 270,000 people, which is better than double when I came here a long time ago. Okay, so for those who are not familiar at all with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, give me a thumbnail sketch of what your job is.
Well, our job is to promote tourism in York County. Our job is to bring leisure travelers, which leisure travelers are coming to go to Carowinds, they're coming to go to Brattonsville, they're coming to go to Narrowway. We're also looking at bringing in meetings and conventions. But a large part of what we do is sports tourism. So we're bringing in tournaments and showcases and sporting events that bring people to York County. All of this is to bring them to York County. We want them to come here. We want them to spend money. We want them to eat in our restaurants. We want them to stay in our hotels. We want them to shop in our shops. And then we want them to go home, and then we want them to come back. So our job is to promote tourism in York County.
And for people who don't understand that, this is a great way for the county and the cities to generate revenue for their government budgets by simply having tourism here, because tourists pay all kinds of little extra fees and taxes and what have you that you don't have to put extra water lines in, extra sewer lines in, build new houses for, or any of that stuff.
Well, tourism last year generated about $275 million in direct spending in York County. So that's not only hospitality tax, eating in the restaurants, that's not only accommodations tax, staying in the hotels, but that's also sales tax, that's gasoline tax. That's all of those. Anytime tourists come into York County and they're spending money, that money helps create jobs here. It creates revenue. It allows us to have facilities that we normally wouldn't be able to pay for if we didn't have those people coming in to spend that money.
And one of the things that I think York County is learning very rapidly is the value of quality of life. We used to have a recreation department in York County that was defeated by the voters years and years and years ago when the council then asked to put an extra mill on the millage to fund activities. Population said no, 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 and that was the end of the recreation department. Now, all those years later, with all these new faces in York County, people want more quality of life initiatives than ever before. And what you're talking about is a part of that puzzle.
Well, and what happens is you've got hospitality tax and accommodations tax that funds, especially hospitality tax, funds a lot of those things that create quality of life here. Look at the new indoor sports and events center, going to be funded predominantly from hospitality tax. Look at Manchester Meadows. Look at BMX. You know, all of these things that are in the city. Look at, you know, the new park in Tigakay, the new park in Lake Wylie. You know, those are all quality of life locations, and those are things. Let's take, for instance, the indoor sports center. The revenue generated from that facility is going to be generated Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 52 weeks out of the year. That's where that money's going to come from. But Monday through Thursday, every child that lives in Rock Hill is going to be able to play basketball in a state-of-the-art facility that they're not having to pay for. So that's, when we're talking about quality of life, there's no greater example than that here.
Now, your funding for the CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, comes from the county and it comes from the various municipalities. Is that right?
Right. The CVB was created by ordinance from York County Council. So we're not a county agency. We're not a county department. We're just a board that was created by York County Council. So our funding, predominantly about 85%, comes from York County, either through accommodations tax or hospitality tax. But we also receive accommodations tax funding from Fort Mill. We receive accommodations tax funding from Rock Hill. We receive hospitality tax funding from Tigakay, Clover, and York. Now, those last three are brand new. That was one of my initiatives when I came, was I wanted to get buy-in, so to speak, of marketing dollars from these, from every municipality, from the top five municipalities. So we went out and talked to York, Clover, and Tigakay. We were already getting Fort Mill and Rock Hill, so we went and talked to those other three. So right now we have 100% buy-in from the municipalities with funding to the CVB for marketing purposes.
And they're not giving you that without expecting some kind of a return.
Exactly. We've got meetings with them during the month of January to talk about 2019, what their expectations are, what they want us to market, what they want us to promote, how they want us to use that funding to better promote those municipalities and to bring more visitors to that municipality. Uh-huh. Because the more people that we can bring to Tigakay, York, Clover, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, the more hospitality tax funding that generates, which allows us to receive more funding, but it also allows the municipality to receive more funding that they can put into facilities, that they can put into more parks and more quality of life things, just like we talked about earlier.
So you are hired by the CVB board. You're not you're not here more than a couple of months, and your expectations are outlined for you as to what they want to see. Your budget is established at $1.4 million or something like that. And you've got your funding pretty well lined up, the county and the municipalities. And while they're in the midst of all the budget discussions, there's talk about reducing the amount of dollars that are coming to your department. And this is before the land purchase. This is phase one of Welcome to York County. And your response to that, and I was sitting there at the council meeting, was pretty interesting in terms of what you've been able to accomplish in a short period of time.
Well, when I came here, the reputation of the CVB had struggled a little bit. It had not been as visible in the community. It had not brought in as much tourism as it probably should have. So council was not as supportive of it. City of Rock Hill was not as supportive of it. So when I came in, my job was to one, set the expectation, because I wanted to know what the expectation of those municipalities and the county, what those expectations were, so then we could meet those goals. If we didn't know what the expectations were, then we were just, you know, firing shots in the dark to try to see what we could do. Well, then we come to budget. Well, council talks about cutting our budget. So we're able to justify ourselves. We're able to actually increase our funding to get us to right at $1.4 million. And the mandate was, we're going to give you a year. Show us what you can do. Well, during that, and we've just finished a year, fiscal year, we start July 1. Well, last fiscal year, we generated, just the CVB generated about $18 million worth of economic impact. This year, we're on target to generate $37.4 million in economic impact. So that is $37.4 million. That's twice as much economic impact as we had last year. And that's what we're able to do this year. So, you know, council wanted us to prove ourselves. To me, when you can double your economic impact, that's doing a pretty good job of proving yourself.
So if I was on council, I would ask you now, where do these numbers come from? What do you mean by $37.4 million of impact?
Well,
those are tournaments and things that you've got scheduled?
That's everything that goes into a tourist coming into the county. We use Destinations International is the standard for designated marketing organizations, or DMOs as they're referred to. Well, Destinations International has an economic impact calculator, and what you do is you plug in all the information about an event. You plug in attendance, you plug in participants, you plug in whether it's amateur or professional, what the age is, how long they're there. So you plug all of this information into this formula. Well, then this economic impact calculator spits out direct spending. It spits out economic impact. And economic impact is direct and indirect positives that happen in the community. You've also got direct spending, which is direct dollars that are spent into the community. So, but our barometer is economic impact. When we, you know, when we talked about BMX, when the city of Rock Hill did BMX, you know, they were looking at the economic impact that it had on York County. Same thing we're doing with all of our events cumulative during a fiscal year. We're looking at the total economic impact and how it benefits York County.
Well, and by showing this to council, council basically said, okay, we're going to let you alone, let you have your first year, see what you can do. And on top of all this, I don't know what point during your first year you found this out, but you had to move your offices out of York Technical College, which were costing you $1 a year, and you had to go find some commercial space, which is costing you a lot more than $1 a year.
Right. We were in the Baxter Hood Center. We had been there about 10 years, and when York Tech was transitioning that space to something else, we had to move, and we had the sweetheart of sweetheart deals at the Baxter Hood Center. And those deals just aren't out there. So we had to go out and find, like you said, commercial real estate. We look everywhere. We really wanted to be on the I-77 corridor, but it was too expensive. So we looked in York. We looked in Fort Mill. We looked in Rock Hill. We have a visitor center, so it needs to be where visitors are. So we ended up in downtown Rock Hill, which has turned out to be a great location because the number of people that we have walking the door to get visitor information has increased 74% just in the first 6 months that we've been there. So it was a great move for us, but it came with expenses. It came with about an additional $65,000 worth of expenses every year that, one, we didn't budget for because we didn't know we were going to have to move, and two, we just didn't plan for it. So that was another curveball that was thrown at us around May 1st. And, you know, we took it, and I think we're better for it, and we're in a great spot now.
Well, with everything that's happening on Main Street and downtown Rock Hill, and with what is going to be happening here by springtime, May, whenever the new indoor sports and events center opens, you're going to have a lot of foot traffic. Okay, so that kind of puts us where we are right now. And this is a perfect time for us to take our mid-program break and tell people don't miss part two, because it really gets interesting in part two. And let's remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And everybody here knows what that means.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There we go. Very well done. Way to start off the new year. Back after these words.
News and information that matters to you. This is Straight Talk.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
It's the only way that Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Relax. At Founders Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. Founders Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit where Founders members are the owners. This is why our mission is Think Member. Founders takes great pride in offering members the most innovative products and services like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders app with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a Founders member? Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or any one of our more than 30 locations to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. $2 fee for statements by mail. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Billy Dunlap, Executive Director of the York County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And oddly enough, this is his first anniversary. And I think, you know, you could write a pretty good book already. My first year. Would you believe it? I mean, it's interesting. You know, they hire you. You come in here with all these great expectations. You get things rolling. And first thing out of the box is we're going to cut your budget. Didn't know that, did you, coming in?
Nope.
And then nobody knew, I don't even think the county knew when they hired you, that this beautiful opportunity to grab 1,900 acres of land along the Catawba River, 4 miles of riverfront, just absolutely going to be a game changer for York County, came their way. They bought it at a heavily discounted price, saved millions and millions and millions of dollars, and then the question came up, well, how are we going to pay for this? And, of course, the hospitality tax was the idea that came from the council administration. And that could have, will have, an impact on you, correct?
And that's what we are being told. It's, you know, it went to third reading in December. We found out about it about 3 days before that the county was going to purchase the land and that they were going to fund it out of hospitality tax money. And just to give you an idea on hospitality tax money, last year that fund generated about $2.4 million. This year it generated about $2.9 million. And we last year received $725,000 of that 2.4. This year we received $900,000 of that 2.9. Well, then we found out that they were going to spend $2 million of hospitality tax money to fund the land purchase. Well, it doesn't take much to do the math to realize that you're going to get cut. So then we were told that starting July 1 of 2019, we're going to go from $900,000 to $600,000 in hospitality tax funding. And then the following July 1, we would go to $300,000 in hospitality tax funding, which would be about a 43% cut in our budget within the next 18 months.
Well, so by 2020, you'll really be whacked.
We'll go from $1.4 million to about $800,000.
And you very politely, I will say, reacted to this in a council meeting, which I happened to attend again. And you made it very clear that despite the gains you've been able to make, your office has been able to make in a year, that the council was now going to slice your budget without any garden.
It was not going to be any garden.
And that was obviously au contraire to what you thought would be happening when you took this position a year ago. Now, they responded to you and they said, okay, Billy, we've checked with other CBBs and other cities, and they're funded largely by fees that hotels in those areas pay. True?
Yeah, that's very, very true. And we're in a little bit of a different situation with the Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism being able to get accommodations tax funding, which is there's a certain percentage of accommodations tax funding that goes to the designated marketing organization. For the City of Rock Hill, City of Rock Hill PRT is that organization. In every other municipality, that's not the case. So in Myrtle Beach, the CVB gets the lion's share of the accommodations tax money collected in Myrtle Beach. Same way in Charleston, Greenville, Spartanburg, all of those locations, Columbia. Well, we're not in that situation. We don't have the ability to get that money because the City of Rock Hill does, which City of Rock Hill was very smart when they set that up years ago, but it kind of puts us in a little bit of a different situation. So when, you know, so it's not really comparing apples to apples, and we're competing with, you know, when you talk about budget size, we're competing with Greenville, Columbia, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, Hilton Head. You know, when we go out to bring sporting events here, we're competing with all of those cities in South Carolina, not to mention ones all over the country. So when you look at the budget of those five cities in South Carolina, they start at $7.8 million and go to $50 million for their CVBs.
Ooh.
So you've got Columbia at $7.8 million and you got Myrtle Beach at $50 million. Well, we compete with those CVBs for events and leisure travelers and everywhere else. Well, we're at $1.4 million. And with this cut that we're anticipating, we'll go from the sixth highest funded CVB in South Carolina to the 12th. So we'll be below Spartanburg, below Georgetown, below places that want to be us. And that's a, you know, that's a difficult task. But when we're talking about the funding from the hotels, you know, it's just not comparing apples to apples when we're talking about accommodations tax funding right now.
All right, so you've got a small window here between now and the 1st of July when you're expected to get the first reduction of $300,000. How are you using that time as far as trying to figure out how to either get this to stop or find revenues that will replace it?
Well, getting it to stop is you know, I don't really see that happening. And it's like I told council, I support the land purchase. I support it 100%. I don't support it at our peril, which is what's happening. But we're working now to look at some different options. We're looking at, you know, what may be options for additional funding with the county from other pots, whether it be, you know, more accommodations tax, whether it be other sources. We're looking at some potential partnerships with some municipalities. And we're also looking at a funding program through the hotels. And that's, you know, that's a little bit more delicate, and we're exploring all those options, because right now we're staring down the barrel of a 43% budget cut within the next 18 months, and it's my job to come up with an answer.
And if the hotels agree, we have to make clear that would be a voluntary fee that they would pay you. It's not mandatory. It's not a tax. It's voluntary.
There is a designated marketing fee program that all of those top five CVBs in South Carolina do this program. And it's a voluntary marketing program with the hotels. It's a marketing agreement between the CVB and the hotel. The CVB provides a service to the hotel, provides benefit to the hotel, and then in return, the hotel charges a 2% fee that goes on to the portfolio of every guest that stays in the hotel. It is a voluntary fee. If someone questions it, it comes off their portfolio. But it is something that that other CVBs are doing it, and we're going to explore that option. We don't know where it'll go. We don't know if it'll go anywhere. But that's one of the three or four options that we're looking at down the road.
Well, you know, it would seem to me that there would be enough members of council who would say, let's see if we can't work this reduction over a longer period of time to give you a little bit more leeway to figure out how to bridge the gap, rather than making it, you know, as drastic as it's going to be year number one and then year number two. Why don't we spread this out over 5 years? I mean, the county's got the dollars to do this. They've got they're very flush, you know, with their fund balance or reserve fund, call it what you want. And if they understood better maybe the value of the CVB and what it's really doing, and they heard from more than maybe just Billy Dunlap, they heard from Fort Mill and they heard from Rock Hill and, you know, York and Clover and the rest of them, that they might direct staff to figure out how to do this more, I don't know, in a fashion that would work better with your budget.
Well, and one issue that we're struggling with, we had a funding agreement in place with the county that guaranteed a certain amount of money each year for a five-year period. And the reason we had that was we deal with things down the road. So right now we're booking events in 20, 21, and 22 and trying to get... You've got to have secure funding to be able to do that.
We ran out of time, Billy. I'm sorry, but we'll get you back here again. I appreciate it, and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Mille Lacs, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we hang out here every day at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. And how do we do it, everybody?
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Hey, got it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.